street. Her shoes were worn to pieces, so she must have come some distance, but from where, nobody knows.
You needn't mind bothering me if a child cries. Very likely it will be troublesome. Just give it a little gruel if it is.
Oliver lived the first 9 years of his life in an orphanage where, presumably, he would be exposed to the motherly affection and supervision that just wasn't available to him at the workhouse. Old Mrs. Mann received 7d/2d for each child entrusted into her care, and this money was enough to provide a well-rounded diet for a child. But Mrs. Mann knew what was good for children, and she had an accurate perception of what was good for herself. That's why she reserved the greater portion of her weekly stipend for her own use and fed the children with what was left over. At any given time, Mrs. Mann was in charge of 20 or 30 children. The number fluctuated since these orphan children had a nasty habit of dying. The parish board of governors investigated all such instances and made visits on each occasion, after having sent Mr. Bumble, the parish beadle, ahead the day before to announce their arrival. When the board arrived, the children were invariably neat and clean and euphoric from a larger meal than they were accustomed.
Oh, goodness gracious, is that you, Mr. Bumble, sir?
Do you think this is respectful or proper conduct, Mrs. Mann, to keep a parish officer awaiting at your garden gate when he's come here on official parochial business connected with the parochial orphans?
Oh, good Lord, Mr. Bumble, I haven't lost another one unawares, have I?
I've come for Oliver Twist. Today is his 9th birthday.
Bless him.
The board has determined that it's time for him to return to the workhouse and be apprenticed.
Well, I'll fetch him directly.
Mrs. Mann ushered Mr. Bumble into the parlour where he sat and waited while Oliver's face and hands were scrubbed. After a few minutes, Mrs. Mann returned with a pale, thin boy.
Make a bow to the gentleman, Oliver.
How about it then, Oliver? Will you come along with me and learn a trade and become an apprentice and make your way in the world?
Will Mrs. Mann be going with me, sir?
No, no she can't, but she'll come and visit you sometime. No, boy. No tears.
Oh, you see that, Mr. Bumble? The child doesn't want to leave. You'll inform the board, won't you?
Oh, indeed I will, Mrs. Mann. You're a humane mother to them all.
Mr. Bumble returned to the workhouse, officiously wearing the hat of the beagle and carrying his silver-capped walking staff. He ushered Oliver into a room where 8 or 10 men sat at a large table.
Bow to the board, Oliver.
What's your name, boy?
Answer the board, Oliver.
Oh, the boy's a fool, I knew it.
Listen to me, boy. You know you're an orphan, I suppose.
What's that, sir?
Oh, the boy is a fool. I thought he
was. Hush. You know you've got no mother or father and that you were brought up by a parish, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I hope you'll say your prayers every night and pray for those people who feed you and take care of you.
Yes, sir.
So you've come to be educated and taught a useful trade.
Well, you'll start tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock picking oakum in the parish fields.
Board meeting adjourned.
In order to cut expenses, the board provided that 3 meals of thin gruel be supplied per day, with an onion twice a week, and a half roll on Sundays. This new program, on the contrary, became rather expensive in the first 6 months it had been in full operation. The undertaker's bill had gone up dramatically, and many of the paupers' clothes had to be taken in since they fluttered loosely on their wasted, shrunken forms. But the governing board looked forward to the long-term savings. The boys were fed in a large room. Stationed at one end, in a cook's apron, was Mrs. Corney, the workhouse matron. From a large copper pot, she doled out no more than 1 ladleful of gruel into each boy's bowl as they filed past. On special occasions, the boys were given 2 ounces and a quarter of bread in addition to their ladleful of gruel. But this particular day, the day the hunger had finally driven Oliver to gather all the courage he could muster, was not a special occasion. After he had finished his gruel, and before he had to return to the oakum fields, Oliver took his bowl and his spoon and left the table where he'd been seated with the other boys. He walked straightly and directly to the workhouse matron and held his bowl out for a second time.
Please, ma'am, I want some more.
What?
Please, ma'am, I want some more.
Now, see here, you can't just go asking for what you want. You must take what's given.
I'm still hungry.